Audio file lesson 101. Topic: The Prodigal Son. Message: The love of God is so great that He accepts us as sinners and forgives all our sins when we repent. The Bible text is found in Luke chapter 15. Verses 11 to 32. The story: The Prodigal Son. A father had two sons. He loved them both very much. They lived together and were in need of nothing. The younger son went to his father and said, "Father, give me the portion of goods that belongs to me." The father then gave him his share. Not many days after, the younger son went on his way to a far country and spent lots of money on wasteful things. After he spent all his money, he had very little food to eat. He needed to find some work. He took a job feeding pigs in a field. He was so hungry that he thought about eating some of the food he fed to the pigs. The farmer did not give him anything to eat. The young man thought of his father. He remembered how wonderful it was at home. He said to himself, "My father's servants have more bread than they can eat, and here I am, almost starving. I will go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Make me like one of your servants.'" So he set off to return to his father. When he was still the distance away from his father's house, his father saw him coming. Joyfully, the father ran out to meet his son, hugged him, and kissed him. The son then said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy of being called your son." The father, however, called his servants and asked them to go get the best of robe for his son, and to put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Then he had the best calf slaughtered for a feast in celebration of his son's return. Joyfully, he told everybody, "My son was lost and is found." They celebrated the son's return. The older son was still working in the field. When he came home that evening, he heard music. He called one of the servants to find out what was going on. The servant explained that the younger brother had returned home, and that was the reason for the feast. The elder son was angry. He did not want to join in the celebration. The father came out and pleaded with him to come in. The son replied, "All these years I have worked hard for you. What have I received for that? You have never prepared a feast for me. My brother wasted his possessions and you prepare a feast for him." Kindly, the father said to his son, "My son, you have always been with me. Everything I have is yours. I love you just as much. Be happy with me. Your brother was lost, and now he has been found." Suggestions for the teacher. Leading: show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before doing so. Provide a fancy dress, a guide, party food, etc. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children, and during the discussion, ask them, if you receive an inheritance, what would you do? What happens when the younger son receives what he asked for? Possible answers are, he wastes the money in another country. He suffers much and nobody gives him food. He returns to his father and offers to be one of his servants. Other questions are, how does the father and the elder brother react? Possible answers are, the father is happy and celebrates his son's return. The elder brother is angry. Why is he upset? Possible answers are, because the father loves both sons, the unfaithful son and his brother. Have the children repeat these statements. The son acknowledged his sin and returned in humbleness to his father. If we repent, we can always return to God for forgiveness. We should not be jealous that God also loves the unfaithful. Real life application. Explain the following to the children. This parable shows the father's joy over the son who regretted and returned home. Sometimes we do things that disappoint our parents. Give examples to the children. What do our parents do? Possible answers. Parents always love their children. If we regret our wrongs, we can always return to our Heavenly Father. God will always be glad when a sinner repents. Finally, repeat the message. The love of God is so great that He accepts us as sinners and forgives all our sins when we repent.